Part 1. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book. A.
He's sitting at the table.
B.
He's walking around the office.
C.
He's straightening up the desk.
D.
He's lowering the blinds.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book. A.
The shop clerks are signing some forms.
B.
The men are trying on shirts and jackets.
C.
The merchandise has been put on display.
D.
The employees are folding the clothing.
Go on to the next page. Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book. A. They're ordering drinks. B. They're finishing a meal. C. They're raising their cups. D. They're serving refreshments. Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your test book. A.
The fruit is being packed into crates.
B.
Shoppers are walking through the market.
C.
People are shopping for boots.
D.
Customers are emptying their bags.
Number 5. Look at the picture marked number 5 in your test book. A.
She's handing out papers.
B.
She's leading a tour group.
C.
She's purchasing a book.
D.
She's holding some reading material.
Number 6. Look at the picture marked number 6 in your test book. A.
The performer is changing into a suit.
B.
Some photographers are packing up their gear.
C.
Some lights are mounted on stands.
D.
The people are working in a video store.
Go on to the next page. Number 7. Look at the picture marked number 7 in your test book. A.
A sign is being posted along the roadway.
B.
The van is backing into a parking space.
C.
People are getting on the bus.
D.
A billboard is mounted over the road.
Number 8. Look at the picture marked number 8 in your test book. A. A line of trucks is parked along the street. B. Workers are stacking building materials. C. The vehicles are driving through the park. D. Boxes are being loaded on the trucks. Number 9. Look at the picture marked number 9 in your test book. A.
They're carrying some wood.
B.
They're holding onto the railing.
C.
They're looking out across the harbour.
D.
They're strolling along the boardwalk.
Number 10. Look at the picture marked number 10 in your test book. A.
He's filing a document.
B.
He's holding open the cover.
C.
He's posting a notice on the wall.
D.
He's putting the copies in order.
Go on to the next page. Part 2. Number 11.
I'm considering requesting a transfer to another branch.
A.
When were they transferred?
B.
One of our suppliers in Spain.
C.
Why would you want to leave?
Number 12.
Have you looked at the latest research by the marketing department?
A.
No, they don't.
B.
Not yet, actually.
C.
The market is open late.
Number 13.
Why don't we meet for lunch after the seminar?
A.
Sure, that's a great idea.
B.
Yes, the morning meeting went rather well.
C.
No, I haven't tried that restaurant yet.
Number 14.
I'd like to book a table for 7 p.m. tonight.
A.
How many are you in your party?
B.
I haven't read it yet.
C.
Checkout time is 10 in the morning.
Number 15.
Would you prefer to go to the hotel by taxi or by bus?
A.
The tax forms will be due soon.
B.
On November 3rd.
C.
Bus would be fine.
Number 16.
What does your company manufacture?
A.
To increase production.
B.
Kitchen appliances.
C.
Along the assembly line.
Number 17.
How soon can I see the doctor?
A.
Before the end of the week.
B.
Yes, you certainly can.
C.
Dr. Hill pointed out the problem.
Number 18.
Didn't you travel on business recently?
A.
Yes, to Sydney, Australia.
B.
Once or twice a year.
C.
How was the flight?
Number 19.
When do you expect the shipment from Oxford Manufacturing?
A.
In the shipping and receiving department.
B.
Directly from the factory.
C.
By the end of the week.
Number 20.
How far is a theater from here?
A.
The show was very entertaining.
B.
About 10 of the performers.
C.
It's a 20-minute drive.
Number 21.
Would you mind checking these financial figures for me?
A.
No, it isn't mine.
B.
Yes, a checking account.
C.
Sure, I can look them over.
Number 22.
The produce in the market looks very fresh.
A.
In the new marketing study.
B.
Yes, it's all grown locally.
C.
Just some light refreshments.
Number 23.
Do you know whose sports car is parked in front of the store?
A.
For over an hour.
B.
A compact car.
C.
It belongs to a customer.
Number 24.
When was the last time Mr. Nakata was in London?
A.
During the next year.
B.
To Sydney this time.
C.
It seems like ages ago.
Number 25.
Who'll be presenting awards at this year's company banquet?
A.
It's the top draw.
B.
The firm's founder.
C.
Mr. Trell said so.
Number 26.
Are you ready to leave, or do you need more time?
A.
No, I already left it with them.
B.
I could use a few more minutes.
C.
Yes, one more time should be enough.
Number 27. Why is the corporate retreat held at Mount Cedar every year? A.
Not very often.
B.
It's a company tradition.
C.
On a hiking trip.
Number 28.
Weren't you planning to take a vacation sometime this month?
A.
Probably not that long.
B.
No, Ms. Lee was head of the planning committee.
C.
Yes, but I decided to postpone it.
Number 29.
Did you enjoy your trip to Hong Kong?
A.
I sure did.
B.
Yes, I agree.
C.
A discount airline.
Number 30.
We updated the website about 2 weeks ago, didn't we?
A.
It's currently available online.
B.
We sold out of them already.
C.
Actually, it's been over a month.
Number 31.
What did Mr. Barrows call you about?
A.
The budget analysis.
B.
It's about a quarter after.
C.
On the telephone.
Number 32.
The facility is due for an inspection, isn't it?
A.
To meet safety regulations.
B.
Yes, we will be notified any day now.
C.
Some government officials.
Number 33.
Did any of the applicants stand out above the others?
A.
Yes, we mailed them out yesterday.
B.
According to our quality standards.
C.
Ms. Chen impressed us the most.
Number 34.
Who's that woman over there talking to Mr. Ling?
A.
One of his clients.
B.
I don't think so.
C.
To give his approval.
Number 35. Does our logo stand out enough in this design?
A.
It ought to be a bit larger.
B.
An outstanding design firm.
C.
No, we're almost out.
Number 36.
Can I bring you anything from the supply room?
A.
I could use some ink for my printer.
B.
No, the hotel is fully booked.
C.
Yes, at the gift shop next to my office.
Number 37.
What's the quickest way to get to the bank?
A.
According to the accountant.
B.
Make a right turn at the next signal.
C.
I finished my work quickly today.
Number 38.
Could you give me a hand organizing these documents?
A.
In the filing cabinet.
B.
Sure, I'm happy to help.
C.
No, I couldn't find another copy.
Number 39.
What's been keeping you so busy lately?
A.
We keep them in the supply room.
B.
I'm conducting an efficiency study.
C.
Sure, I'm free all afternoon.
Number 40.
How will the delegates get to the convention center?
A.
By shuttle bus.
B.
For 3 days.
C.
About 60.
Part 3. Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, this is Rob Chalmers from The Times. I'm researching an article on innovative marketing strategies, and I was hoping to speak to someone about your company's campaign for the Sensibility line of perfumes and fragrances.
Our public relations manager usually handles media interviews, but she's on vacation until next week. Could you call back then?
I'm afraid that will be too late. The story's being published in this weekend's edition.
In that case, I'll put you through to Karen Orzabal. She's the manager in charge of the Sensibility brand. Please hold for a moment.
Number 41. What is the topic of the conversation? Number 42. Where does the woman most likely work? Number 43. Who will the man speak to next? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Kelly, did you get a chance to confirm our departure time?
Yes, I just checked the railroad's website. Unfortunately, there's some kind of problem on the track and our train has been delayed by about 1 hour. Our departure is now scheduled for 3 o'clock.
Oh, that's bad news. It's a 2-hour ride to Allendale. The appointment's at 5, right? We might not make it on time.
I already talked to Dr. Peterson about it. I had to call anyway to ask how to get to his office. I let him know we'd be about 30 minutes late for our meeting.
Number 44. When was the train originally scheduled to depart? Number 45. Why is the man concerned? Number 46. Why had the woman planned to call Dr. Peterson? Go on to the next page. Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
It'll take us quite a while to pack up our records and equipment and transfer it all to our new office on Wednesday.
You're right. Maybe we should consider hiring a moving company to do it for us.
Good idea. That would free up a lot of time, which we could use to finish up the monthly report by the deadline on Friday.
Okay. I'll call Robert at the head office this afternoon and ask him if it's within our budget. If so, we can make the arrangements with a moving company tomorrow morning.
Number 47. What are the speakers planning to do? Number 48. When must the monthly report be completed? Number 49. What does the woman say she will do later today? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
I've been reading a great new book that I think you'd like. It has a lot of information about some of the leading companies in the computer industry. It really goes into a lot of depth about what makes each company successful.
Great. I'm flying to Mount Murdoch for vacation next week, so it'd be nice to have something I could read on the plane. I don't have much technical knowledge about computers, though. Does the book use a lot of complex language that I might not understand?
No, it's more about the people that founded and run the companies themselves. It focuses on the lives of people who've started businesses in the computer field throughout different times in their careers. I'm almost finished. I'll let you borrow my copy for your trip.
Number 50. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 51. Why is the man concerned? Number 52. What does the woman offer to do for the man? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'm calling about the photo viewing software for my new PX6 digital camera. When I tried to install it, my computer gave me an error message and I'm not sure what to do.
I'm sorry, but this is the sales department. You'll need to contact our support center.
Oh, the packaging said this number was for questions about your company's products.
Well, the sales staff can answer questions about product designs, prices and so forth, but it sounds like you have a technical problem. Hold on a moment, I'll connect you to technical support.
Number 53. What is the woman asking about? Number 54. What does the man imply? Number 55. What does the man offer to do for the woman? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Rachel, if you don't mind, I'd like to ask you to drop off an order of flowers to a customer while you're out on your lunch break today.
Sure, Donald. I plan to go to lunch right after I finish these flower arrangements. Is there something wrong with the company delivery van?
No, John is using it right now, but this customer called right after he left and said she needs the flowers by 2 o'clock. I don't think John is going to make it back here soon enough.
Oh, all right. Well, I should have the floral arrangements finished at 1 o'clock, so I can leave right after that.
Number 56. What does the man ask the woman to do? Number 57. What does the man say about the van? Number 58. What does the woman suggest will happen at 1 o'clock today? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Sarah. I wanted to ask you how much progress you're making with your part of the work for the research committee, but I didn't see you at this morning's conference.
Well, unfortunately, it's taking longer than I'd expected. In fact, I'm starting to get a little concerned about finishing by the deadline. That's why I wasn't in the office.